slides up her thighs. She's wearing nothing underneath, of course. A fact that should have my cock much happier than it is. Troubling, but not disturbing. I'm hard. Just not throbbing, not needing. I'm not sure what I need anymore. Only that I seem to spend a lot of time searching for it.
So flawless,
she croons, freeing the buttons of my shirt down to my waist.
Oui. These shoulders so broad. This stomach so etched. You are perfect, mon chéri. So perfect for this.
For what?
You shall see. Very soon.
I don't even get a hint. I spread a smile into the valley between her breasts.
That would take the fun out of the surprise, n'est-ce pas?
I growl, but don't push the point. Mostly because she makes the wait well worth it. During the drive, she taunts and tugs, strokes and licks, teases and entices everywhere and anywhere. Until I'm damn near tempted to order the driver to pull over so I can whip out a condom and screw this temptress right here and now. But where the hell is here? As soon as I think the question, the limo pulls into an industrial park of some sort. A secure one, judging by the high walls and the large gate that rolls aside to grant our entry. Inside, at least in the carport, all is silent. The air smells like cleaning chemicals and leather and danger. Nothing like a hint of mystery to make a sex club experience all the sweeter.
A little trip down memory lane, I nibble the bottom curve of Angelique's chin.
It's been 3 weeks since we'd met in a more intimate version of this type of place back in Paris. I'd been hard up. She'd been alluring. End of story. Or beginning, depending on how one looks at it.
How nostalgic of you, darling.
As she climbs from the limo, she leaves her dress behind in a puddle on the ground. It wasn't doing much good where I bunched it around her waist anyway.
Come, my perfect Adonis.
Perfect? I don't hear that word often. At least not referring to me. Too often I'm labeled with one of those media favorites, or if I'm lucky, one of the specialties cooked up by Dad or Chase in their weekly phone messages. Dad's a little more lenient, going for shit like, hey, stranger, or my gypsy kid. Chase doesn't pull so many punches. Lately, his favorite has been Captain Fuck-Up.
Bet you'd like to be Captain Fuck-Up right about now, asshole,
I mutter, as two gorgeous women move toward me, summoned by a flick of Angelique's fingers. Their white lab coats barely hide their generous curves, and I find myself taking peeks at their sheer white hose, certain that things must be held up by garters. Despite the kinky get-ups, neither of them crack so much as a smile while they work in tandem to strip me. I'm so caught up in what the fembots are doing, I've missed Angelique putting on a new outfit. Instead of the gold stilettos she'd rocked at the club, she's now in sturdier heels and a lab coat. Her blonde waves are pulled up and pinned back.
Well, well, well. Dr. LaSalle, I presume?
Eyeing her new attire with a wicked smirk, I ignore the sudden twist in my gut as she sweeps a stare over me. Her expression is stripped of lust. She's damn near clinical.
Oh, I am not a doctor, shall I?
I arch my brows and put both hands on my hips, strategically guiding her sights back to my jutting dick. I may not know how the woman likes her morning eggs yet, but I do know she's a sucker for an arrogant bastard, especially when he's naked, erect, and not afraid to do something about it.
Well, that's okay, shall I? I swagger forward.
I can pretend if you can. Angelique draws in a long breath and straightens. Funny, but she's never looked hotter to me now. Even now, when she really does look like a doctor about to lay me out with shitty test results.
No more pretending, mon ami.
No more. My stomach twists again. I glance backward. The two assistants aren't there anymore, unless they've magically transformed into two of the burliest hulks I've ever seen not working in nightclub VIP section. But these Wonder Twins clearly aren't here to protect me. In tandem, they pull me back and flatten me onto a rolling gurney and buckle me down. Tight. Really tight. What the fuck?
Shh.